This is Tim Staton with Tim Stating the Obvious. What is this podcast about? It's simple. You are entitled to great leadership everywhere you go, whether it's to church, whether it's to work, whether it's at your house, you are entitled to great leadership. And so in this podcast, we take leadership principles and theories and turn them into everyday relatable and usable advice.
And a quick disclaimer, this show, process, or service by trademark manufacturer or otherwise does not necessarily constitute or imply the endorsement of anyone that I employed by or favors them in representation. The views are expressed here in my show are my own expressed and do not necessarily state or reflect those of any employer.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Tim Stating the Obvious. I hope that you've been enjoying the insightful conversations we've had so far this year. We've had some fascinating guests like Russell and David sharing their perspectives on leadership coaching and the importance of building an inner solid circle. If you haven't caught those episodes yet, do yourself a favor. Go back and watch those and listen to them. You're not going to be disappointed in either of them. Russell did a four-part miniseries and David did an episode about the importance of inner circles. And it was really, really, really great content and insightful ideas from both of those gentlemen. So go check those out. And I just wanted to dive a little bit deeper into why it's important to surround yourself with the right people. You know, you become the sum total of everyone that you keep close contact with. You rub off on them and they rub off on you and their problems become your problems and vice versa. Successful people and the most highly successful people handpick, craft, monitor, and care for their inner circle. In fact, I know some people who actually have like a little mini board, like a little board of directors. And, you know, they actually look into the people that they're bringing into their lives. Like, hey, does this person have the same goals and motivations that we currently have? Are the people that we're bringing into our lives, are they going to enhance our lives or are they going to detract from our lives? And if they add enhancement and it's mutually beneficial enhancement, it's not just like a one-sided enhancement, then usually they become friends, right? They become friends and they get adopted into their closer inner circle. Otherwise, they just remain acquaintances and they're cordial with each other, but they're not like friends. They're more like acquaintances. So I'm not saying that everyone needs to incorporate this type of extreme vetting, you know, but the larger your circle is without vetting, the more you will attract things into your life that you don't want, or you will attract the right things in your life and that you do want. So for example, what I mean by that is that if you are constantly trying to just grow your network, like I want to have a bunch of close friends and you don't properly vet or check either of them to check their goals or true goals, motives, objectives. What do they want to do? What do they want to achieve in life? What's their work ethic? What's their family ethic like? How are their parenting styles? If you don't check into all of that and you bring them into your life and you just constantly growing, you're going to bring in things that you don't want. And just like if you properly check it out, you're going to enhance your life. You're going to enhance their life and it's going to be mutually beneficial. And you're going to attract the right things in your life that will be mutually supportive. So that's kind of like what I wanted to add on that topic. And, you know, it's super important for men not to remain isolated, for men to actually have an inner circle. And I know I say men because typically men nowadays are isolated and they typically isolate themselves because they feel a lack of trust from other people. Now, women naturally gravitate towards each other and they naturally have this supportive sisterhood or supportive motherhood of whatever you want to call it amongst each other, where they actually support and build each other up. And then in negative ones, they tear each other down and it becomes a incredibly catty, but we're not really talking about that. But what I'm really here to say is, which I've already said, is that if you attract the right things, you're going to have a much better time being successful by having a stronger inner circle to keep you accountable. Because you need to surround yourself by people who are not just going to be yes people. They're going to be people to tell you the truth and not the truth that you want to hear, but the truth that you need to hear. To let you know that, hey, you know what? Maybe you doing, you know, this trip or whatever is probably not a good idea. You need to stay home. Or, hey, you know, buying this thing is probably not a good idea for you. You probably should hold off on that. Or, hey, you know, that business idea you were thinking about? I think it's a great idea, but maybe probably not the right timing. Let's hold off on that and let's take a look at it. And I know I'm not involved in your business. I'm just saying from another perspective, it probably doesn't look right. You might want to double check that. And so by having people in your life that care about you enough to hold you accountable and to support you through the things and to tell you the truth, even though you don't want to hear it, you know, that's going to keep you out of trouble. And now speaking of keeping you out of trouble, today we're going to be diving into the topic of this debate between motivation versus discipline. And this is something that's come up recently. And I think it's very applicable to everybody listening. If you have a teenager in high school or in college, this is a great episode for them to listen to. If you are a young adult and you're just like, you know what, I'm doing my best. I just can't figure things out right now, but I'm on the right track. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to challenge everything that you believe about motivation, because there's some things that I've been hearing lately, like, oh yeah, I'm when I get motivated to do that, or I'm motivated to do that. Yeah. Well, if you're motivated, why aren't you successful? If you're motivated, why aren't you doing more? If you're motivated, why aren't you doing X, Y, and Z? If you're motivated, where's the fruits of your labor? So we're going to talk about that. You know, so it's a question that's puzzled people on their journey to success, which is, you know, what is better? Is it staying motivated, or is it instilling discipline and cultivating unwavering discipline in your journey in life? And this is applicable to anybody and everybody anywhere, no matter what you're doing. So let's start off by, you know, painting a clearer picture of what I mean by motivation and discipline. Motivation is the inner fire that sparks, that ignites our desires to take action. It's the fuel that propels us forward, especially when we're brimming with excitement and inspired by a new goal. And on the other hand, we have discipline. And discipline is the steady hand that guides us through the storm. It's the unwavering commitment to our objectives, even when we're in the initial burst of a motivation of, you know, yes, I'm motivated and I'm sparked out. But when that fizzles out, discipline is what keeps you going. Discipline is about controlling our impulses, emotions, and actions and our day in and day out to achieve our desired outcomes. So the case for motivation, how do we build a case to say, well motivation is important? And I don't disagree. Motivation is important. Motivation can be very powerful. It's a very powerful force. You know, it's kind of like, if you think about it, if you're going to go cliff diving, or you got that flying squirrel suit on, I forget what it's called, you know, kind of like the Batman suit. It's the wind beneath your wings that's going to push you up to soar you to new heights. You know, when we're fueled by motivation, tasks feel more meaningful and rewarding. It infuses us with bursts of energy and creativity, making challenges seem like exciting new opportunities. So it's important. And I used to tell people all the time, especially soldiers, if, you know, what's better, false motivation or no motivation? And they would say, well, I want to be true and honest, so no motivation. I'm like, no, false motivation is better because it requires effort. You're pretending to be motivated about something because you're putting an effort into being motivated. So how do we make a case for discipline then? So while motivation can be, you know, the most exciting of all of these feelings that we have, it's discipline that really, you know, stands the test of time. Discipline is the backbone of consistency and habit forming. It's the silent force that keeps us on track, you know, when the going gets tough. It's what separates the dreamers from the doers and the ones who merely talk about their goals and those who roll up their sleeves and make things happen. And this is huge, because all too often I hear, you know, people talking, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm motivated to do this and I'm here to do this. But they don't do the things behind the scenes that are going to propel them to greatness in whatever endeavor it is that they're setting out. It's the discipline behind what you're doing that propels you forward into success. So it's whether or not you're committed. Let's say, you know, you've had a goal this year to lose weight. Well, that's your goal. And you say you're going to get up every morning to go to the gym before work or before school. Are you getting up when you say you're going to get up, or is somebody forcing you to do it? Or is nobody forcing you to do it and you're just not doing it because you don't lack the discipline? But you're controlling your nutrition, so everything's going to be fine, right? No, wrong, because you lack the discipline. The discipline is what will propel action. Discipline is when you're like, you know what? It's super cold outside. I don't feel like getting up, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Discipline is when you're so stinking tired from working your 8-hour shift or your 12-hour shift. You drive home, you hang out with your family, you spend good quality family time, and you're like, you know what? I haven't invested the time in immediate today. I'm going to take an hour or two to invest in my side projects and make sure that I propel my family forward by doing the things that I need to do. That requires discipline. And you can do it. It's just doing it every day. It's doing the small things every single day. Consistency builds discipline. So how do we find the balance? I don't think we need to choose between motivation and discipline all the time. I will say I will choose me personally discipline over motivation every single day of the week. But the sweet spot here lies in between striking a balance between when you get things started and you have that huge uptick of motivation to start the journey, that's when you instill the small incremental disciplinary steps that you need to do to propel yourself forward. So that way, when that motivation starts to fizzle out, you've already built a habit. You've already built the muscle memory into your daily routine, which then will instill discipline when doing it, when it's no longer fun to do. That is what makes a difference. And that's where I find the happy medium here, the sweet spot. Is you'll get a project, it's do it exciting, and you start running off with it, and then it starts to fizzle out. But if you're not doing those small disciplinary steps throughout the day to maintain that, then when the newness wears off and the shininess of the new toy wears off, you're not gonna be able to stick around for the long haul. Here's some real world examples that I just want to bring up about highly successful individuals and how they balanced motivation and discipline into their lives. First one's Elon Musk, right? The visionary entrepreneur behind Tesla and SpaceX and now X, formerly known as Twitter. He's driven by an unwavering passion for revolutionizing industries. His ambitious goals are fueled by his relentless discipline, a commitment to pushing boundaries, setting audacious targets, and demanding excellence of himself and his teams. He leads by example in that. You have Serena Williams. This tennis icon epitomizes the marriage of motivation and discipline on the court. Her love for the game fuels her relentless pursuit of greatness with her disciplined work ethic. Her rigorous training regimen and her mental resiliency propels her from victory time and time again because she knows that if she doesn't maintain the discipline first, she is not going to get the fruits of victory at the end. Right? Then we have Angela Duckworth, the pioneering psychologist who embodies the power of grit when it comes to passion and perseverance. Her motivation stems from a deep-seated desire to unlock the secrets of the human potential, while her disciplined approach to research, her tireless work ethic, and unwavering commitment to her goals drives her groundbreaking discoveries. So when, even in an academic world, you've got to put in the work. It's always awesome to have the elevation of and the drive to want to discover new things and to find new things and to unlock human potential. But unless you do the studying behind it, which is lots and lots and lots of reading and lots and lots and lots of talking to people and lots of writing and lots of tireless, endless nights doing the things that nobody else wants to do in the dark of the night to produce a product that is worthwhile for the rest of the world to consume. It's the discipline that drives the train. Motivation can help carry it, but discipline drives the train. So here's some practical tips of how we can daily, start to implement and cultivate discipline into our own life. So again, if you have a teenager or early college student, if you're a young adult who's never kind of been to anything and you're like, you know what, I need some more discipline. Here's how we can do it. Here's how we can instill it ourselves. You need to set clear goals for yourself. I use SMART goals, but I think that, you should definitely start with that. Start with SMART goals. Hit some clear goals. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to achieve? And then set up a small plan of how you're going to create them. Then you need to create a routine. You need to establish a daily routine or schedule that includes dedicated time for the most important tasks and self-improvement. And here's why I say that. I say that because if you don't use the Pareto principle, if you're not exercising that 80-20 rule, which is 20% of my tasks are going to equal 80% of my outcome or my achievable things. And the other 80% that I'm doing is only going to equate to 20% of it anyway. So don't put much energy and effort into it. It's not going to yield much results anyway, but you just got to put the effort and time into things that are going to achieve you the biggest results. So that's why a routine is essential when it comes to prioritizing, how you're going to get after achieving those goals. Then you got to prioritize your tasks, right? You got to identify what are the most important three things that you're going to do every single day to accomplish your goals. And I mean this. What are you going to do every single day? If you do nothing else, what are three things that you're going to do that is going to drive your goals, that's going to drive your time management, that's going to drive you to doing what you need to do? Because even if your goal is to be the most prolific and most profound YouTuber ever, guess what? It still takes discipline to do that. It takes recording and editing and failure and doing and repetition. And until you establish enough muscle memory and repetition to find the thing that works, your motivation is going to fail way before your discipline will. So prioritize your tasks. Then you got to practice self-control, right? How are you going to delay immediate self-gratification for long-term success? Think about that for a second. How are you going to delay immediate self-gratification for long-term success? And this is harder for many of us because we live in a society where instant gratification is instant, literally. If you don't like what's on television, which I don't even know who watches television anymore, because you can watch Netflix, you can pick and choose whatever you want to watch. You can pick and choose any streaming service out there and pick whatever show you want to watch when you want to watch. And if you don't like any of those, you can get onto YouTube and watch shorts. Go onto Instagram and watch reels. You can go onto TikTok and watch TikTok all day long. You're going to feed whatever it is that you're going to look for immediately. If you're hungry, you can go get fast food. Get it immediately. It's not nutritious. It's not good for you. But it's what you want. You were hungry, right? Or you can heat some microwave food up, which also isn't good for you. Cooking takes some time. It's also better for you. But anyway, how are you going to practice self-control and delaying that immediate self-gratification? Then you got to break things down into, you know, manageable steps. How are you going to eat the elephant? And I tell my oldest son this all the time. You got this elephant in front of you. How are you going to eat it? One bite at a time. If it takes you 2 years to eat that elephant, it takes you 2 years to eat it. How long it takes you to eat the elephant is determined on the size of the elephant in that goal. And if you think you're going to eat that huge 2,000-pound elephant in 2 days, you need to readjust your timeline on your goal scale because you're not going to do it. You're not going to get there. It's not going to happen. So adjust your timeline. You need to eliminate distractions. You need to minimize what is coming into your environment and maintaining focus and productivity. And that's why I talked about your inner circle up at the front of it. What are you going to do to help you stay committed by eliminating all the external things that don't matter? There are things that matter, but the things that don't matter, who's helping you eliminate those? Keep those away from you. You got to practice consistency. How are you learning to establish habits every day? You have to establish a habit by doing it and doing it and doing it. It's repetitious. It's monotonous. It's boring, but it's required. And then how are you going to hold yourself accountable? Again, we talked about that inner circle. We got to have accountability. You've got to be consistent. You got to be accountable. So when you're not being consistent, somebody tells you you're not doing it and then hold you accountable. There's a way to do it in a loving way to let you know that you're off track, right? But we all need it. And then what are you doing to celebrate those short wins on your way to success? You know, The Rock, he has a cheat meal every week. His banana, French toast, bread, right? That is his cheat code. That is his cheat meal every week. He's like, I'm going to maintain the most rigorous and ambitious workout schedule and diet nutritionary schedule I can find. But at the same time, every week I'm going to eat these banana French toasts on his brioche bread. So what are you doing to set yourself up for an award for doing what you need to do and to stay positive and to build in that motivation? Right? So we start with the discipline and we build in the motivation to do the things. And that's why I say it's not motivation versus discipline, which is better. So I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you that anyone who's telling you, oh, it's motivation. If you're not motivated, you're never going to achieve anything. I claim BS. If you're not disciplined, you're never going to achieve anything because motivation happens, it ebbs and flows. You can listen to this podcast and I hope you got motivated by it. Probably going to last you 15, 20 minutes, if that. Realistically, 15, 20 minutes. Not going to last you much longer than that. And then what's going to happen? You're going to lose interest. And if you're not disciplined, you're not going to do what you're supposed to do. So we just talked about, you know, the steps that we need to do to establish daily consistency discipline. And then you can tweak it. You can up it as you develop your discipline. You know, so wrapping it up here, the motivation is good. It provides you a temporary boost of effort and energy, But discipline is what really carries you through the long haul and the late nights, the early mornings, and the moments when we're faced with adversity and challenges. The moments that where everything in your life seemingly is falling apart, not working out well, but yet you still are doing the things that you need to do to be consistent, to get after your goals, to do what's important, to do what is required. So the next time you find yourself lacking motivation, remember this. It's discipline that sets champions apart from the rest of everybody else. It's discipline that turns dreams into the reality and aspirations into achievements. So embrace the power of discipline and watch it as it transforms your life in ways you've never thought possible. Think about that. So when you don't want to get up in the morning because it's cold, because you don't feel good, because you sniffle, guess what? The rest of the world feels exactly the same way you feel. I guarantee you every single person that you look up to in life, whether they're a celebrity, non-celebrity, whoever it is, when they wake up in the morning, I'm pretty sure something hurts. I'm pretty sure they don't feel pretty good. I'm pretty sure some of them are even depressed and don't even want to wake up in the morning. But guess what? They do it because they're disciplined and you look up to that. But you don't see that. You just see the rewards of discipline, which then provides you some motivation, but it only lasts 15, 20 minutes, if that. So you need to really work out your discipline. And once you work on your discipline through things, then everything else will start to fall into path. So as always, I want to thank you for stopping by and listening to this episode, and I hope you really enjoyed it. Before we go, I'd like to ask a favor of you if I could. If you could please share this episode with one or two other people who you think might like this topic. If you haven't followed or subscribed on the platform that you're listening to this on, please hit all the bells, whistles, icons, you name it, so that you know when we post another episode. We've been posting 2 episodes a month, and then if you go to timstatingtheobvious.com, we have our website up there, which we have a blog post, which further enhances each episode into more detail and talks about them, kind of bringing it more to life. And it's also a place where we can collaborate and talk. If you get some value out of this episode, please leave a review or comment on the show on whatever platform you're leaving it on so that other people who haven't found the show can actually find it because they're interested in the same topics that you are. So again, thanks for stopping by. I'm Tim Staton, stating the obvious.